All right, Miss Ohio contestants, or I should say candidates, we're so happy to host you, as well as our Miss Ohio's outstanding teen. I'm Melanie Miller, state representative of the 67th House District and also a former Miss Ohio in 2006, so many, many years ago. Very proud and honored to have my colleague with me, State Representative Cindy Abrams is here, and she actually is the representative for our reigning Miss Ohio. So what we wanted to do, because this is a very, very special day to have you all with us. We also are very proud of the service of our reigning Miss Ohio. And so I asked State Representative Cindy Abrams if she would join me, and we're glad that you could be a part of this and witness. We would like to present a very special proclamation to honor Betta's year of service and the great work she's doing across the state and her honors and accomplishments, even being in our top 10 at Miss America, representing Ohio very well. So on behalf of the Ohio House of Representatives, myself and our Representative Abrams, we'd like to present this to you, Betta. And I'd like to just maybe read a few sentences, and then would you like to read a few too? Okay, here we go here. So Betta, I know that's your nickname here, Elizabetta, so we're so happy to honor you. Congratulations on your tenure as Miss Ohio 2022. An intelligent, motivated, and personable woman, you have worked diligently to develop your knowledge and skills, and as a result, your name Miss Ohio. During your title reign, you have become involved in numerous projects and initiatives that have benefited our communities, and you represented the state at the 2023 Miss America competition, where, of course, you finished in the top 10 as a finalist. And in your endeavors, you have amply demonstrated your ability to meet challenges with enthusiasm, with confidence, and we applaud you on your tremendous efforts. And of course, you're such an accomplished young woman, being the founder of Project Purpose, being a licensed realtor, the chief executive officer for a collection of bed and breakfast, an avid pianist. It's too bad we don't have a piano here in the chamber. She's so talented. And a violinist, classical musician, of course, and a renowned artist. You have clearly demonstrated the potential of every citizen that you have a positive effect on and your quality of life in our society. You are deserving of great high praise. So it's an honor and a privilege to honor you today. And so we wish you the very best in the future and being a fine Ohioan. So congratulations on behalf of the House of Representatives.
Yes, thank you so
You're welcome.
Much. Oh my goodness.
Would you like to say a few words, or we can do a picture too?
I am so proud, of course, of Miss Ohio, because as a good West Sider, my district is the western portion of Hamilton County, and you are from North Bend, Ohio. So there's something very special about Cincinnati. It's an east side, west side. What school did you go to? They're not talking about college. Mm-hmm. They're talking about high school, what parish, the whole nine yards. So I'm thrilled that you're here. And ladies, thank you for coming to our beautiful state house. We'll give you a little short, fun history lesson with them. I have some fun tips with that. And then you'll go on your official tour. So thank you for being here.
Well, I want to give a big thank you to both of you and to everyone who came today. This is really such an honor, and representing Ohio this entire year and being able to travel the state and meet so many people and impact them on so many different levels has really just been a pleasure and truly a gift. So I am so grateful, and this proclamation, when I was first invited, I really was like, what? I feel like this is always something that happens to people who do really big things. And oh my goodness, I don't think that I can admit to that, but it really is such an honor. And I thank both of you and everyone here. And I want to give a little bit of a message of motivation to all the young women here, that you are absolutely capable of so much more, and your potential can lead you on a path that you might find yourself one day here receiving a proclamation, and that really is an honor. So thank you.
Just a fun fact between Miss Ohio and I. So my swearing in interview suit was also her interview suit she wore when she won Miss Ohio. So a fun fact.
And when my mom was wearing at Miss Illinois, that same one. So it really, there's a fun connection there. We'll have to put a picture up.
Wow, that is fun. Fun connection. All right. Well, thank you.